Meota, what beautiful frosty days we have been having, such heavy hoar frost, day after day. Many are predicting how many days of rain we will get this summer and when. A few more ice shacks are out on the lake, but I have not heard if the fish are biting. The bridge players met Jan.10 in the Pioneer Center, where two tables were in individual play. Tied for first were Donna Sherman and Cletus Sherman. Third was Catriona Winterholt. January 12, there were again two tables and individual play. First was Margaret Dyke, second Donna Sherman, and the other six were tied for third place. On the morning of January 13, a dozen seniors met in the Dew Drop Inn for their monthly meeting. In the absence of President Eric Kalbeck, the meeting was chaired by Vice President Viviane Lesko. Secretary Goon Lacherty read the minutes of the December meeting, and Carol Hayes gave the financial report. The library reported that one customer saved over $5,000 by using their local library. The floor has been shampooed and looks much better. No new chairs have been purchased as yet. The DVDs are on hand for Monday afternoon showing. Copies of the village's newsletter, covering items of the past year, were shared. The poster by the new Meota Playground Committee was shared, showing their project, which will be built east of the community hall. They are accepting donations anytime at the village office. Shuffleboard tournaments are held once a month, on the second Saturday, September to May. Shirley Ward informed the crowd that the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper will be held on Feb 21, in the Dew Drop Inn. World Day of Prayer will be held on March 3, at the Dew Drop Inn. The next meeting will be February 10, at 10 a.m. Canasta was held in the Dew Drop in January 13, with four tables in play. Top score went to Dave Ottes and Gwen Lacherty. Second were Janice Morton and Karn Kelly, and third were Arlene Walker and Lorna Pearson. A shuffleboard tournament was held January 14 in the Dew Drop Inn, with 20 participants. Play started at 9:30 a.m. and finished at 4 p.m. The top score went to Linda Ard and Sven Christensen. In second place were Cora Christensen and Donna Lambert, and third were Maureen Campbell and Albert Heise. It was well organized by Nestor Fransu. A delicious potluck luncheon was enjoyed by everyone, including pea soup and chili and a variety of salads. There was a big birthday cake honoring Nestor, whose birthday was the day before. Maybe the best of all was the social association that comes with such a gathering. When not playing shuffleboard, several other games were enjoyed and lots of visiting took place. The next games will be held February 11th. Week 6 Recap, by Derek Welford. The Kirsten Brew Rink was going northbound on a southbound freeway as their unbeaten streak came to a screeching halt at the hands of the Evan Schmidt Rink. Schmidt scored two in the eighth end to win 8-7 in an upset that sent shockwaves throughout the league and was felt as far away as Cavalier. Randy Orchison showed no signs of rust coming off a bye week as his rink knocked off the heavily favored Gil Cadran team in a stunning 9-5 win. The Greater Prince area has been waiting all year for the matchup between the Sharp brothers, Randy and Colin. Knowing the magnitude of importance this game held, Colin recruited Don Johnson and Jason Buziak to substitute Curl. Along with generational talent Bob Barkovic, Colin Sharp and company took the 2 points with an 11-5 win. The Bicote-Welford matchup came down to the wire in an instant classic in a duel that had both teams matching shot for shot. The focus of the game turned from 3rd Ed Cadran's newly installed yard light to the densely populated houses of rocks each end presented. Down by 2 points coming home with the hammer, the pressure was solely in the hands of Pat Bicote. Living up to the moment, Bicote made an impressive tap back to score 2 points and tie Welford 7-7. Curling can come down to a matter of inches, and that's how close Dean Mensah's team was to finding the win column, as they came up short by a narrow defeat to Wanda Weber, 6-5. Raymond Humaney captained the Tate Rink to a 9-4 win over De Montarnel, and the well-oiled machine that is the Pat Moore Rink defeated Zane Lacoussière 8-4. Curler of the Week and Hidden Gem is Raymond Humaney of Team Tate. Often found playing third position, Humaney was promoted to skip as 75% of his team was missing. Knowing the blueprints on how to defeat the reigning champions, Humaney's methodical shot calling and execution of the game plan was key to the success seen Tuesday night. Creating his own luck and making momentum-shifting shots, Humaney was the unanimous pick for week's highest honor. Sterling Recap. Jan. 14 Meota hosted their second Sterling Spiel of the season. A total of 12 teams entered. Coming out of Pool A was the Pat Moore and Dale Johnson pairing that had a perfect 3-0 record after defeating the Sharp Cole, Benoit and Collie Nedelec teams. Pool B found the entire Silver Broom contending Pat Bicotte team atop of the standings as they split into two teams. Pat Bicotte and Ed Cadron finished with an unbeaten record that was matched by Daryl Weber and Robert Street-Amont. The Moore-Johnson, Bicotte-Cadron and Weber-Street-Amont all finished in a three-way tie for first place with matching points scored.